You're listening to SBS News.
A cruel Republican stunt is how White House officials are describing the move by Republican governors to transfer 50 Venezuelan migrants to an affluent tourist destination in Massachusetts. The migrants were flown without warning from Texas to Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday night before being temporarily housed at a military base in Cape Cod. It's part of a Republican political agenda aiming to draw attention to what they perceive as a failure of US President Joe Biden to secure the US-Mexico border. Republican governors of Texas and Arizona have sent more than 10,000 migrants to Democrat-controlled cities since April. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has taken credit for transporting the migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, but the legal basis for Florida to transfer migrants to a different state remained unclear. Lawyer Rachel Self says the migrants were deceived by a sadistic lie. She says no arrangements were made in advance to prepare for their arrival, and orders to change their addresses would intentionally obstruct immigration requirements.
This was a purposeful derailment designed to prevent people from complying with federal immigration policies. This is problematic because the state should not be interfering with federal immigration policy. It could not be clearer that this is an attempt to ensure that these people are ordered removed. There is no other reason to list as someone's mailing address a homeless shelter in Tacoma, Washington, when they ship him to Massachusetts.
U.S. President Joe Biden slammed the Republican-led transfer, which also included two buses of migrants transferred from Florida to the Naval Observatory near U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's home.
Well, Secretary Mayorkas's leadership, we're committed to fixing the immigration system. Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre echoed the president's concerns. She says the Biden administration is trying to repair an immigration system that was decimated during Donald Trump's time in office.
These were children. They were moms. They were fleeing communism. And what did Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott do to them? They used them as political pawns, treated them like chattel in a cruel, premeditated political stunt. Stunts aren't solutions here. Stunts aren't policies. We're over here trying to govern, trying to actually fix a system that has been broken for some time.
While opponents of the tactic are calling it inhumane, the three states behind the initiative say it's a result of the Biden administration's own border policies. Texas, Arizona, and Florida claim their measures to send migrants to Democratic-led cities is designed to increase pressure on the Biden administration to reduce the number of people crossing the US-Mexico border. A record 1.8 million people have already been arrested for attempting to cross over this year. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis defended his directive, shifting the blame to Democratic leaders.
This is a massive and intentional policy that is causing huge amount of damage all across the country, and it's all rooted in a failure to take care that the laws are faithfully executed and to fulfill his oath of office. And so instead of scrambling and worrying about a bunch of rich people and having 50, and oh, by the way, they already bust them out. They're gone. They said we want everyone. No one's illegal. And they're gone within 48 hours. And so why not actually look at what's going on? There were more Acela corporate journalists in Martha's Vineyard today than have ever gone down to the southern border to look what's going on. Why don't you go down there and look what some of those communities have to deal with every day?
But Massachusetts State Representative Dylan Fernandez condemned the governor's approach. He says Governor DeSantis should be devoting his attention to the issues confronting the people of Florida.
He's a coward. Governor DeSantis is a coward. Using women and children for your own political game, is cowardice. And the real courage here is the island community that jumped into action to help support these people. And that's what this community is all about. And that's what the best of this country is all about. I've talked to attorneys who say this is human trafficking. Also, he can get on Fox News and jump on Tucker Carlson and beat his chest about how strong he is on immigration.
Volunteers who stepped in to provide food, shelter, and other basic needs to the migrants say they weren't informed about their arrival. One emergency shelter volunteer, Lisa Belcastro, says many of the migrants are desperate to find the work they were promised.
They're here, they came to work. And every one of them has asked when they're starting their job. They were promised jobs and they were promised immigration papers. And so they have appointments with immigration. They actually have paperwork that shows they have appointments. And they want to know how they're going to get to their appointments and when they're going to start their job.
Not all the migrants experienced a safe journey either. National President of the League of United Latin American Citizens, Domingo Garcia, says one person had to be taken to hospital during the journey.
The reality is they should never have been put in that position because no telling what could have happened to them. And I was in Washington yesterday, in Washington, D.C., and we had one immigrant who went into shock because he was diabetic and his insulin had been refrigerated. He had to go to the hospital. We heard that there was a baby that also went to the hospital that had respiratory issues because they had been on a bus for 16 hours. It is un-Christian, un-American, and un-Texan to use immigrants this way. Fellow refugees fleeing repression in their countries of Venezuela and Cuba and looking for an American dream to be treated like that by the governors of Texas and Florida.
Immigration is a key concern for Republican voters, and the party has sought to focus attention on the issue in the run-up to the November midterm elections that will decide control of Congress and key governorships. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.